Hello, friends. Guess what? We're having our super special September sale on Sleep Tight Premium through Supercast, and it ends this month. It's the perfect way to help you and your grown-ups ease back into the school year and make bedtime even more special for the whole family. With Sleep Tight Premium, you'll get ad-free episodes, extra stories each month, and for annual subscribers, a personalized birthday message from me. Plus, you'll unlock over 500 stories not available anywhere else, all while supporting the stories your family loves. Don't miss out. It's only for this month. Join us for more dreamy nights. Sign up at the link in our show notes or visit sleeptight.supercast.com. The Rat King by Patty Larson. Susan cannot believe that Julian is still alive. He wants her to help them to get into the city, but Susan says she will not. The rats tell her some things and she tries to get the whole story from them. But when Julian gets them to bring in their other captive, Susan knows she might not be able to refuse them anymore. The Rat King, Chapter 10. Julian lashed out with one paw, slapping against Susan's pant leg, his claws hooking in the fabric of her jeans. He didn't hurt her, the heavy denim protecting her, but his reaction startled her so much, she inhaled her next sob and hiccuped. The glitter of orange magic that accompanied his blow had her blinking too. Wait, wasn't his power green before she threw him to the rats? "Enough sniveling," he said, remaining eye narrowed to a slit. He'd been such a handsome cat when they'd first met. Not only had he suffered physical hurt, it was obvious to Susan he'd also lost at least one precious life for his betrayal. Not that she felt bad for him or anything. He'd gotten what he deserved as far as she was concerned. It was hard to feel sorry for him after he almost succeeded in turning Cat City over to the rats. "I'm not sniveling," she said, hating that her voice shook. "I thought you were dead." "Two lives lost," he snarled back at her. "Two lives you owe me, Susan." "I'm not the only one who failed, bad kitty," she snapped back, though her courage was short-lived as the watching rats squealed and screamed in challenge. "Julian," she heard them squeaking his name, chanting. "Your fault, Julian." "Silence." His roar echoed in the cavern, orange magic racing in a coiling whip that scattered a group of rats, tossing them high in the air before the power retreated to him again. He didn't take his gaze from Susan, however, still glaring at her as his magic lashed out. "You owe me," he repeated, "and you will pay." "I won't help you," she said, barely getting the words out, shivering with goosebumps rising all over her. Who was she kidding? She was alone and under the control of the rats, not to mention a cat who blamed her for his downfall. While she might be unharmed at the moment, that wouldn't last, and she wasn't nearly as brave as Tucker. "You will," Julian said, "I assure you. You are our key to the city, Susan, our way in." His tail twitched. "Thuthen," The rats changed their chant. Thuthen will help us. Thuthen will help us. I won't. She tried to take a step backward, crying out as something squealed, soft under her heel. One of the large rats bit her, only missing breaking the skin because of the weave of her sock. She shook it free, her horror growing while the rats wove around her, still chanting in one voice. The Thorthor Thuthen, they said. Thor? Sorcerers? The human Thorthorth, they did this to us. You can help us, Thuthen. I don't know what you're talking about. It was hard to understand them with their lisping chant, but she managed enough. The trouble was, she only knew a little about the whole history of their race and that of the cats. Only that which the cats had been willing to tell her, she admitted. She knew that a human sorceress and her people had created Cat City, but that she and all of her fellows had vanished without a trace many years ago, leaving the cats alone. Wait, were they somehow responsible for the rats too? No, wait. Albert told her the enemy sorcerer had made the rats out of jealousy. He wanted the city and created the rats to fight the cats. That's why the rats were outside the city and the cats inside. They'd lost the fight just before the humans disappeared. But where did the humans go? They trapped us, the rats hissed as one. Trapped our king. Susan looked up, gaze falling on the silent and watchful giant rat on the throne, 20 feet away, making no move to approach her or interfere. The humans trapped our king, Thuthen, trapped us. But he is free now, and we will be too. While Susan was positive the cats hadn't tried to deceive her, she was sure there was more to the story they had told her. There had to be. While she had every reason to believe the rats were the evil ones out to take over Cat City, it sounded like they had their own history to share with her. Would it hurt to hear them out? How did you get free? Susan addressed the king, but he didn't respond. That's none of your business, Julian said. When he spoke, the gathering of rats stopped chanting, going back to their squealing and squeaking, and let him go on without them. The time has come for you to open the gate, Susan, to free all of the rats. I told you no, she said, sniffling and wiping at her nose and wet cheeks. Doubt about the story she'd been told made her braver, oddly. Questions for the cats now circling in her head. Not until I hear the whole story. The rats chattered in response, Julian shrugging. He might have been scarred and exposed as a traitor, but he was still elegant enough, powerful and graceful. The silver bangle gestured with one paw. Very well, he said. I was going to save this for later, to convince you if you refused, but perhaps this is perfect timing. Bring him. Susan turned, heart catching in her throat, spinning toward where Julian pointed. A twirling mass of rats rushed toward her. So fast, she cried out and took half step back. But they didn't attack. Instead, dropping something at her feet before retreating again. The moment she recognized the furry shape resting on her toes, Susan fell to her knees and gathered the unconscious form of Tucker in her arms. Fury replaced fear as she cradled him to her surprise, and it was her turn to fix the silver cat with narrowed eyes. If you hurt him, she said, I'll never help you. Too late, Julian said with a cruel laugh as light appeared, drawing her gaze down to Tucker. Her best friend collapsed in her arms, while blue magic rose in shining sparkles as he sighed. And lost another life, his second since they'd met. But she didn't get to mourn his loss for long. Tucker shuddered a moment later and opened his eyes. Susan, he whispered. Tucker, she sobbed. I'm so sorry. This isn't your fault, he said, voice weak but getting stronger by the moment. He sat up at last in her lap, thick tail wrapping around her wrist as he met Julian's eyes. Tucker seemed to take in the gathered rats and their antics, the waiting king on his throne, simply observing while she shivered and hoped and took courage from his strength. When he looked back and his green eyes met hers, his were kind. Vinny knows, he whispered. It's going to be all right. If you're expecting rescue, Julian said then, not even giving Susan time to feel relief, you can forget about it. She felt Tucker tense in her arms. My contact in the city assures me no matter what Vinny has planned, no one is coming for you. He laughed then, a harsh and angry sound without humor. You will do as we say, Susan. Or else. The rats squealed as one. And that is the end of this part. Good night. Sleep tight.